All right, it is time to meet the meteorologist. Hey, I like that. Meet the meteorologist with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, everybody. Is there a retrograde in progress, Mercury?
I don't know, but all I know is that there's a window grade in progress up here. The wind is very blowing like crazy.
Oh yeah, all over the place. Yep. That's in the forecast. Dry wind today. Sun, clouds, 65 to 70. Have you headed to the city? You know what that means. Always gusty with the tall buildings there. So 30 mile per hour gust.
It's not an assurance that I'm going to the city for that reason.
Oh, okay.
We'll see. I don't have a hat to hold on to. I have a Bernie hat, a Bernie Sanders hat, but I don't want that to blow away.
Okay. But in the meantime, though, at least you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, wet roads.
No.
Clear, cool tonight, mid-40s, and sunny and breezy, mid-70s Wednesday. There'll be some sun on Thursday with a chance of showers and even a thunderstorm. 65 to 70. May even get a little warmer than that. Friday, you start with showers in the morning and then the sun comes out. And I think it's going to clear out quicker. So 70 degrees, maybe even low 70s on Friday. The weekend, I think partly sunny Saturday. There is a chance of showers Saturday night into early Sunday. Then some sun on Sunday with a chance of showers late Sunday night into Monday. That is the take on the Memorial Day weekend right now, but that can change. So do not chisel this in your Memorial Day stones.
All right. Now, did you see that video of those storm chasers yesterday in the Midwest?
No.
They actually, Pat, this is no lie, actually drove towards the tornado, were in the outer bands of it, where their vehicle was being shuttled around. You couldn't see, there was so much dirt, all right?
Right.
Pitch black dirt. And then all of a sudden the tornado was on the other side of them. How lucky were they? They were very, very lucky.
They're very fortunate. I can't believe that they actually did that. I'm sure I could probably find it.
Yeah.
On the internet, and I will. It's phenomenal to chase tornadoes. I think that's the wrong word. It's exciting to chase tornadoes, but it is also dangerous. If you absolutely do not know what you're doing and what you're in for, you could really be taking your life in your hands.
Yeah. It's an amazing video. That's all I'll say. It's an amazing video.
I'm going to find that out. I have to tell you, a very irritating day yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
I mean, it really is. I told you about the fender bender I had on Saturday, coming home. And yesterday I called my agent. And he says, I saw the accident report. He said, let me look through these papers, looking through the papers. He goes, He goes, did you file a photo inspection? I said, excuse me? He said, a photo inspection of your car. I said, nobody told me how to do that. Nissan didn't tell you that? I said, no. Neither did you. He said, oh, because, you know, whenever you get a car, whether it's new or old, you need a photo inspection within 30 days. It's a New York State law. I said, well, when I was with Toyota, they used to do that. I walked out of there with a temporary inspection. They took care of the photo inspection, and then they would mail me the real inspection in the mail, you know, a couple of weeks later. And I'd have that temporary sticker on the windshield. And he goes, okay, well, this is what I suggest you do. So what he goes, find out who the other insurer, who insures the other party that hit your car. Call them and tell them that you expect them to pay for the damages, he said. And 9 out of 10 times they will, because they're the ones that hit you in the back. I said, yeah. He said, because otherwise it's a $500 deductible and you're going to have to lay that out. And by the time you get that back and blah, 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 I said, okay, fine, he's going through this whole thing. I said, well, tell me something. Where do I get this photo? inspection. He goes, oh, you can bring it to me. I said, well, rather than bring it to you, is there anybody around here? He goes, oh, yeah, right around the corner. I hung up the phone. I ran there. Guy was so nice. Took the photo inspection. Boom. Gave me the receipt. Came back. And I said, let me scan it and email it to my agent.
Yeah.
I know they're going to send it, but I'm going to be sure. Call him about 15 minutes later. Said, did you get it? No. So, okay, I'll send it again. Send it again. 15 minutes later. Called him. Did you get it? No. I don't know what the story is here. Okay, about a half hour later, he calls me back. And he goes, who is Dr. Print? I said, that's the name of my machine. You know, the company that I lease it from. He goes, it's a good thing, he said, because it went into spam and I was going to delete that until I saw your name. I said, it came as Dr. Print? And he says, yeah. I said, not at Metro Weather? He says, no. So, okay. So he got that. He said, he's going to give me the information of who do I have to call, blah, blah, blah. So now I called the company for the machine. They said, they're going to have a tech call me. All right, fine. 2 o'clock, the tech calls. Comes in to remote the system. Have to get Network Solutions on the line because they house our email, yep, domain name, everything. Get them online. They give him all the stuff that he needs. Now, not only can't he change the name to Metro,
yep,
now no one will receive a fax or a scan from email.
Why?
They can't figure it out. I could get incoming, but I can't send anything to you, Marshall. 2 o'clock he called. I got off at 5 because he had to go home, and I don't blame him. And he worked very hard, but they couldn't figure it out. He said, I'll be back to you after 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So now I have a car problem, a machine problem, and then to boot at 5 o'clock, my accountant called me, and I was on the line with her until 6:15 going through stuff on QuickBooks. But I went out to walk the dog at 6:15. The thunderstorm had passed.
Yeah.
The skies were beginning to clear. I could feel the humidity dropping. I went into my mailbox. I got my mail. I see something from Allstate. I opened the letter. They suspended my collision as of May 14th because of no photo inspection. Now, why didn't my agent tell me that yesterday morning? Well, he said, you need a photo inspection, but he never said to me that it was canceled. So I called Allstate, not him, and I raved to them. And I said, listen, I didn't know about this. Where does this leave me? With no insurance? Now that I have an accident? Oh, I'm sure we'll be able to work this out. I said, well, like, you tell me you're in good hands with Allstate. Right now, I don't think the hands are too good. So that's where it is. It's up in the air. Not my fault. And here I am sitting here literally with no collision insurance.
I can't see how that is possible when you don't own the car. You don't own it. You lease it. Even like when you buy a car and the bank has the title if you finance it, you don't really own it. You occupy it, you possess it, but you don't own it.
Right.
And it has to be insured. First of all, the insurance company screwed up. Your insurance guy screwed up. And second of all, there was obviously a miscommunication between you and the car dealer.
Right.
But you know, I can tell you right now, they will not reinstate that retroactively. It won't happen. Yeah. It won't happen. You're going to have to get the money from the other guy. Otherwise you're going to have to pay the full cost of repairs.
They're great.
Has anybody even looked at it, how much it's going to cost yet?
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
This is a nightmare.
I'm glad you agree.
I would really bust on your agent. That's why you have your agent.
I sent him an email last night. Yeah. Sent him an email last night. I told him I am thoroughly disgusted. And I told him, I said, I'm really considering taking all my business elsewhere.
Yeah, because Bark Prindle, Prindle Insurance here, who handles my insurance,
yeah.
he gets involved all the time with me when if there's you know they're just right on top of everything.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, as a client, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you bought a car, and he had your file out there, he's gonna have a file out there with a little flag on saying need photo ID by such and such a date. And if he doesn't see that come in, however it comes into them, he would pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Marshall, did you get that?" I didn't know.
That's so funny because through Prindle now, every year they look for the lowest rate. My insurance the past 3 years has gone down about 30% because every year they look for the company that offers the lowest rate for the coverages that I want. Every year.
Maybe I should use your agent.
Well, anyways, Pat, I hope today's better.
Can't be any worse.
Well, let me know about the fax and the car tomorrow morning.
I was just going to say, don't expect any faxes from me.
Okay. Just the facts, man. All right.
You got it.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you.
Thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center. We'll check on the forecast.